You're really not gonna give us no drama?
I just
like, come on. You act like
Chris,
you're in
drama?
LA.
What drama?
There's
am
some
I
shit
in?
You're around.
Dude,
I know you're hiding
it. This is the
it.
Most drama I've been in.
He
in,
knows.
Like, in like years.
How we doing, Maverick?
We're doing great.
Our podcast guest is just using the restroom real quick. We'll get the minutes going. Welcome back to No Fox Given, the only podcast that matters. We're gonna get this rolling.
Oh, yeah.
How we feeling, brother?
Good. A little sunburnt.
A little sunburnt. We got some haircuts this morning.
I know. Shout
Ready?
Out Skyler.
We both have hats on, so it's kind of pointless. But man, let's talk about our fishing trip yesterday for a quick second while we can. We went on the first ever No Fox Club member fishing trip yesterday.
Which is
how'd that go,
insane.
Bit?
Bro, it was so fun, but at the same time, it was always a bummer when you don't catch any fish.
We caught one. And it was actually funny. My stepdad caught the fish.
I know.
14 hours on the water. One yellowtail was caught, and it was my stepdad.
But it was a really big one.
It was really good, though. I enjoyed that trip because I didn't really factor in. It was like, we're just shoving ourselves on a boat with 14 other people we hadn't met yet. Well, okay, we hadn't met like six of them. You know
yeah.
what I mean? On the boat all day. All the club members were the fucking dopest people.
They always are.
Great time.
They literally always are. It was crazy, bro. That crewmate, man. Eating dry oatmeal. Bro, if you eat dry oatmeal, you are a psychopath.
You gotta tell him, bro. The crew guy on the boat, guys, he had just told us, come on in. We're just saying, we were on a fishing boat yesterday.
What?
The crew member guy, he told us that he had just got out of prison for 27 years.
Were you
like,
scared?
Low key. And we're going out to...
Weird.
You're in a fishing boat in the middle of nowhere.
Middle of ocean.
You're like, is he gonna kill me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And basically, he's like, he would come up to you like every 2 seconds, he'd say the most random shit, and then he'd walk away. He might spray you with the hose.
Yeah.
He might chat a little shit to you. It was just, it was a really, really...
I'm sure he was interesting, though. He's probably a lot of fun.
Oh, he was. He asked the chef to make him oatmeal, and the chef said, no, I can't. I'm making everyone else food right now. So the dude ate his oatmeal dry. He just,
what?
Like, drank it dry.
Dry.
You have to be some sort of psychopath.
No, that's what we're saying. That's black Air Force energy.
That's like sleeping in socks energy, you know?
That is. That's like sleeping with both feet under the blankets the whole night.
Well, yeah, but if you have one leg over the covers,
yeah,
demon's going to come get you. You know, like, have you ever thought that? You're like,
I don't. That's why. You can't have it hanging off the bed.
That's
yeah,
true.
Off the bed
if
is dangerous.
If it's on
zone.
The bed, it's safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, our guest is finally here. How was your restroom break?
It was good. It was good.
That's good.
You
That's
know,
great.
Restroomy.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have Lindsay Marie Brewer. She's 24 years old. She's actually a race car driver, car enthusiast, Instagram model, personality, member of the Clubhouse, a content house up in LA. And fun fact, she's actually the cousin of one of the old roommates at this house. And actually, funny enough, the roommate's room is in the podcast room. So
that's so Jameson.
Jameson Castle. He was yeah. actually on the podcast.
What? He's on the
a couple episodes ago, sitting
oh
right
God.
Where you were.
Wow.
Now we have his cousin here. And there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, there's some stuff to talk about.
Why don't you, why are you here? Like, you know, how'd you get in contact with No Fox Given? Because this is your first podcast as well.
Well, yeah, so it was brought to my attention that you were talking some shit about me, Tanner.
I might have been.
You were talking shit. You got to talk shit, get hit. So I thought, you know, hey, I'm going to come on this podcast and
pull up.
Kind of you enlighten you and enlighten everyone about me and about my racing. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm
you know,
glad.
It's all love, but I had to come on here.
Just to say, my shit talking worked because, I mean,
here, I'm here.
She's here to talk shit back to the other guests we had on. Start some shit, maybe. No, but
hopefully.
All jokes aside,
we
all jokes aside.
Drama.
It's all love. It's all love. We
it's
love drama,
love.
Though. We
yeah.
do love drama. So, no, what happened, though? Why are you here?
Okay.
Well, what did I do?
So, there was a certain individual that was on this podcast. Do I name?
Yeah, of course.
Haley Deegan.
Haley Deegan.
Love you, girl. I still love you. But you and her were talking some shit about me saying, you know, I'm not a real race car driver. I'm just an Insta model, a clout chaser.
Did somebody say clout chaser?
Yeah.
Really?
A clout chasing girl who just poses with
I said that. I didn't say that. did I?
No. She talked about a lot of things. And then you were the one that was just like, oh, I know who you're talking about.
I was instigating heavily. I apologize about
no,
that.
No, I still like her a lot. Like, it's all love. But I was like, damn, girl, I got to come on here and explain what I've done. Because I feel like a lot of people don't really know what my racing background is. I kind of amassed my following when I wasn't racing. So should I just start from the beginning?
Yeah, I'm very curious
no,
about it.
I just don't understand why people don't call, like, what's the difference between like a race car, like what makes someone not a racer?
Well, people can be car girls and love cars and be car enthusiasts. And then there's someone that races competitively against other drivers.
Which you do.
Yeah. So I started, which camera should I look at?
You don't even look at cameras.
Oh, shit.
We just act like they're not
there. Well, hey, yeah, let's just act like they're not there. So I started go-karting when I was 11 years old. So when I heard you say my name, I was like, I don't know if there's another Lindsay Brewer out here that you guys are talking about, but I've been racing since I was 11 years old.
I'm not even educated. That's the thing. I was just like blindly talking
no,
shit.
I know.
And like, or here.
No fucks given.
The dead ass, dead ass.
So I started racing when I was 11 in go-karting. I did Rotax and then I did shifter carts in S2. And then I tested in open wheel cars. So USF 2000, Formula 4. I've done Skip Barber stuff. I raced legend cars when I was 19. I was the US legend car champion in 2015 and 2016. And then my dad stopped paying for my racing. He's like, Lindsay, you need to get a degree. You need to go to college. So I
need to get a real job.
You need to get, yeah. So he kind of stopped paying for racing. And as you guys know, racing in cars is super expensive.
Yeah.
So I wasn't obviously able to pay for that on my own. And so I went to San Diego State, which is where your sister, also named Lindsay, went.
Yep.
And so I stopped racing for about 4 years. And that's kind of when I grew my social media following. I think I went into college with like 10,000 followers just from karting and stuff. And then I was able to blow up my social media from being that like college Instagram girl, you know, Barstool Sports posted me, TFM girls, kind of just like, I went to the San Diego State. So I was by the beach. I was in bikinis. So that was all fun and games.
So you're kind of doing it on purpose then? Like you knew what you were doing?
No, I didn't. Like, I was posting photos. I happened to be in a sorority and I was by the beach. So I was just taking bikini photos.
It's very smart, honestly.
I didn't know. And I just took photos with friends. And then all these pages just started posting me. And I was like, oh, hey, like, what is this? Like, what's TFM girls? What's Barstool smoke shows? So I kind of grew my following like that. And then when I started getting back into racing when I graduated college in 2019. And so when I started posting about cars and posting about racing, people were like, who's this Insta bikini model that's trying to say she's a race car driver? Like she's not a race car driver. She's an Insta model. Like I followed her when she was in college. And I'm like, dude, no, I've been racing since I was 11. People just don't know that about me. So yeah, I just wanted to come on.
I didn't even know that at all. The beef, for those of you who don't know, on the Haley Deegan podcast, we were kind of like chatting shit, basically, because like there are some people that you would call maybe posers, like in skateboarding.
Oh, yeah.
For like us.
Yeah.
They're like people that in skateboarding, they pose for the viewers. They like wear skateboarding clothes when they don't actually skateboard. So that's where you weren't even really involved in the chat and shit, were you?
No, I wasn't. Because like I was like so like lost. I feel like if someone is like racing and putting the time and having fun and like making the sport bigger, like,
hey, I love you, man.
What's the drama?
Like, oh, now you're a good guy.
No, but I really don't understand, like, what's the drama? Because I feel like you get a lot of flack for that, too, with being a fake car YouTuber.
Yeah, so, you know, Tater.
And then it's like, hey, you like cars, you enjoy cars.
See, I always have enjoyed cars, and I just happen to pose sometimes in swimwear or I'm wearing crop tops or stuff like that. And for me to say you want more females in the sport, but then pick and choose which females can be in it is a little, you know, contradicting. I still love her, like, obviously, and I think, like, I do see some of her side of her story, how she's like, it is hard to be taken seriously in racing. Yeah. And it is tough, because I agree, but for me, if you're a true feminist, you should allow women to embrace their femininity and embrace who they are. I'm not even a sexual person, but, you know, women can embrace their sexuality and still be a badass race car driver. Like, I don't want to be put in one box or the other. Like, I can either be a race car driver or, you know, a model. Why can't I be both?
You know what I mean? No, that makes sense. Thank you for coming on and validating that. Because, like, no, me at first glance, and, like, I don't know, I was trying to start shit on the podcast.
No,
but
I,
like,
I
first
see
glance,
where you guys,
a lot of people, I assume that you're like that. Because you probably get a lot of comments like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I definitely took a few years off. So I see why people are like, who's this girl? She's just now starting to race cars. Like, has she ever even really raced before? And it's like, no, I didn't come from a racing family. I didn't come from a dad who was a famous racer, brothers who were racers. So, like, my family never raced. I'm the first person. I went to a go-kart track when I was 11 for a birthday party. I'm pretty sure Jameson was actually there, and he was, like, 8 years old or something. And I fell in love with it. So I was fortunate enough. My dad bought me a go-kart, and I won the regional championship my first year. And that's just kind of how I started. And
so do you have advice for the people that maybe are Instagram models? They are doing exactly what you've been accused of. You know, because that you're basically, your argument is also like, that's not wrong. You should get into cars, right?
No, I think
so. Like, what could those girls kind of do? Maybe if they're also getting those kind of comments,
I
so they want to get into a guy's sport, maybe, and they're not being accepted.
Yeah, I think.
Was that bad?
No, I get it.
Is that
no.
bad PR? I said a guy's sport.
No, it maybe. Is. Oh, that is. No, it is a male dominated industry, and
thank
I think
you.
A lot of it's very well known. Obviously, there's very few people that I can count on my hand a number of like female race car drivers. So she is correct in that sense.
Yeah.
But I think my advice would just be don't listen. There's always going to be haters. There's always going to be people saying like, put you in a certain box, like, oh, you're a model, like, you're not going to be taken seriously. Like, just embrace who you are and have fun with it. And like, you can enjoy cars and still be hot and still embrace yourself. And, you know, I think my advice would be like, let the driving do the talking. Mm-hmm. So what I came up with was kind of like this fun little.
Wait, hold on. So what you're saying is that you're better at everything than Haley Deegan.
No.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
Oh, my God. No, right? She's a great driver. I literally love her.
But you're better?
Okay. Yes, I think.
Obviously, I'm like just stirring shit again. I'm just here to stir shit.
He's here to start shit. But she, I love what she's done. I do love how she is a female in a male dominated sport. I came out to SRX this past weekend in Nashville.
What's that?
It's like this kind of all star, kind of similar to IROC racing series that they put on for the first time this year.
And it's like NASCARs.
It's like stock cars, and they did only ovals this year, but next year they're looking into doing road courses. And there was Helio Castroneves, four-time IndyCar champion, Indy 500 champion. There was Marco Andretti, Tony Kanaan, Chase Elliott just raced this final one, and he just won, which was really cool because he was racing against his dad. Mm. So I went out there, and I saw Haley, and I was like, hey, girl, like, good luck. I really do like her, and I just, you know, I want her to know that you want women to be in the sport, but you shouldn't pick and choose what type of women, because I still love cars. I've loved cars forever, and you know, I can look a certain way. I can wear crop tops and still kick everyone's asses on the track, you know?
Yeah.
And so, don't you do a different type of racing though, correct?
Yeah. So I race touring cars with Skip Barber Racing School. And Skip Barber Racing School is how I started, you know, from go-karting into cars. So they have so many amazing graduates. Like Chase Elliott I just talked about was a graduate. There's, you know, they worked with Danica Patrick. She was a graduate of Skip Barber Racing School. So they're awesome. They're my team. And then my sponsor is Clubhouse Media Group, which is a company that works with influencers to help build them, build businesses around them. And so it's really cool to...
That's the content house, right?
Yeah. So they have content houses, but I think the main thing they do is honestly just like build businesses around influencers. Mm-hmm. So if for me, I want to race, so they're able to put me in a car. And so they're my sponsor and they're able to put me in that direction. And then say if someone who's interested in makeup wants to work with makeup, they'll do that and invest in that and find other people to help work with them. And so it's been really cool. I'm racing touring cars with them as my sponsor, but it is different from stock car racing. But I have always had my sights on IndyCar, which is open wheel racing. It kind of looks like a Formula One car, but the American version for people who don't.
You do that?
Well, that's what I've raced in Formula Four.
Oh, so shit.
IndyCar's always been my goal since I was young. But now I tested in a pro late model at Hickory Speedway about a month ago now, and they said I was pretty damn good. So, you know, I think I might be doing some NASCAR racing next year.
Oh, shit. So what are like top speeds you're hitting racing right now? Like, because I don't really understand.
It's not the road courses. It's not just like a big oval. So
you're doing road courses only. Strictly.
Yeah. So Hickory was the first time I've ever driven on an oval.
And remind me one more time, you're doing F4 on that?
I'm doing F4 and touring cars. So
like what kind of vehicle are you driving?
Honda Civic Type R, baby.
You know? Yeah?
It's fast. It's really fast. It's really fun. And I race against like BMWs, Hyundais, like all that kind of stuff. Like it's so much fun. The racing's really close and it's a full manual car. So I'm out there grinding gears. And then Formula 4 obviously is just against other F4 cars. And that's with Skip Barber Racing as well. Damn. So that's what I'm doing now, but, you know, you might catch me in NASCAR next year.
Okay, So where do we go from, like, this Haley Deegan and you beef? Because, like, do you guys get in the boxing ring?
Race for Pinks or something.
So what I wanted to do is, you know, I really do want to get more females in the sport. So what I thought would be a cool idea would be if, Haley, if you want to race me.
No, Haley. You're racing her. We're talking to you.
If you want to race me,
she's calling you out.
Clubhouse Media Group is willing to put up $25,000 to a charity that helps women get into racing. If we do two different races, let's do one race on a road course in an open wheel car with Skip Barber Racing cars. And then let's do one oval race because I've only been on an oval once. And obviously that's what you're strongest at. And let's do a race in an oval in some sort of stock cars. You know, I'm sure I've been working with Rick Ware Racing and Bird Racing. I'm sure they'd be willing to put up some stock cars. And if we do these two races, we can raise some money for charity, make it fun. Love you, girl. We can
make a little storyline out of it.
Make it good for both of us and for women.
And $25,000?
Yeah. Clubhouse Media Group will do $25,000 to charity of her choice or to a charity that helps women get into racing.
Easy $25,000.
So I think
you just got to show up.
Yeah, just show up. Let's have fun with it. Let's make it like a good time and show that an Insta model can race, you know?
And then we rig this event and no. y'all end in a tie and then and then we have a rematch boxing event.
No, I am so like I'm Haley not Deegan. Strong. No.
Okay, next question though, because you guys should do that.
It would be fun. Yeah.
You have to Haley. You guys gotta figure that out. But who would win in a boxing match? You or Haley Deegan?
I don't know, man. I'm stronger than I look. I'm 5'3", but you know.
Okay.
I got some muscle, but I am stronger than I look. That's how I can drive a race car.
Oh, that's actually true. That's actually true. A lot of people say that.
You just turn the steering wheel.
No, you need so much stamina too.
Yeah.
You need so much stamina. You need so much strength, especially open wheel cars are so physical. They're the most physical. Touring cars, it's pretty easy physically, honestly, but F4, man, it's really tough. So you got to train and work out and.
And what's an F4 car?
So, do you know what Formula One is?
Yeah, so it's that car?
It's that shrunken. It's smaller and it has less horsepower. Oh, so, it's very similar to go-karting. You know, you go up and every go-karter usually wants to go into Formula racing. So, I have a lot of friends that I grew up karting with that are now IndyCar drivers or on the road to be an IndyCar.
Is that where you want to take it? Or are you still doing it for fun?
That's where I want to take it, IndyCar. Or, you know, my goal has always been IndyCar, racing the Indy 500, do all that. But then after racing this doing this stock car test out in Hickory, now I'm like, hey, do I do NASCAR route? I went to watch my friend James Davidson race at COTA in May, and Clubhouse and Skip Barber sponsored his car. So I came out to watch and to support. And man, the energy is so great at those races. There's so many more fans. It's so high. And I want IndyCar to get back up there, of course. But after going there and doing the pro late model test, I'm like, damn, I think you could catch me in NASCAR series the next few years.
What's the appeal of NASCAR to you? What's the appeal to NASCAR to you?
NASCAR to me, like, I never thought I would want to drive in an oval. You know, it was my first time a couple weeks ago, and I never thought that would be something that was fun. You know, I was like, oh, you just turn left. And no, there's so much more to it. You don't just turn left, and it's a lot of fun to drive.
I figured, like, no seriously.
I think, like, because, like, in my opinion.
What else is there?
So there's short tracks, there's super speedways, and now they're doing more road course racing, which is, you know, left, rights.
With NASCAR?
With NASCAR, yeah. So the reason I want to get into it is just because I feel like I loved driving the car. It was so much fun. There's so much horsepower. And I think just the fan base, there needs more women in that fan base. And I think to reach more of an audience in the U.S., most people don't know about racing. Like, no one knows about IndyCar. Usually they're like, oh, do you race NASCAR? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You know? And
that's what it is for me.
Yeah,
I'm like
exactly.
Learning right now.
So I'm just wanting to grow motorsports in the whole.
I got a good question.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
But you know how like, I just had a brain fart.
What do you mean?
Wait, no, hold on. Oh, you know how like it's harder for, like it's hard if you start racing at a later age.
Yes.
It's hard to get into it. Is it easier starting at a later age as a female getting into racing? Like, can you reach, do you understand the question? Is it easier to reach the peak at a later age? Because like normally in racing, you have to start when you're like 3 years old.
If you want to be an F1 racer in like Monaco,
I think Formula One is definitely kind of an exception. You really do have to be young. You have to be, those kids are basically born in a race car.
Yeah.
And I think you could do it at any age. I think for me, there's benefits and disadvantages of being a female in the sport. Yeah. Obviously, like Haley mentioned, it is harder to be taken seriously, especially like being this blonde Insta model. People don't really want to take me as seriously. So I think that's kind of the disadvantage. But the advantage is, hey, like I was able to amass this following. I have a sponsor like Clubhouse Media Group that recognized the power of marketing.
Yeah.
And so I was able to get a sponsorship from that, which was really cool. Because if I didn't have this following, I wouldn't be racing this year.
Right. So you can, at a late age right now, you could make it to be a professional driver.
Oh, you'll see me in IndyCar or NASCAR.
Like really?
Like 100%.
So like 17-year-old Susie watching right now, she's never driven a car.
You can do it.
Like she could.
I recommend going to Skip Barber Racing School. They're very hands-on. I've seen people go from never being able to drive a car to a few days later being pretty proficient at doing it. And they really take you step by step in learning how to race. And it's really cool. So I think no matter what age, if you love cars, if you love motorsports, you can do it.
You're also very experienced from an early age.
Yeah. So. See, people don't know that about me. Like I started at 11, which is honestly a little late for
it is.
Being a professional driver. But I know some drivers who started at 17, 18 who are now racing like in IndyCar. So
that makes a difference in action sports, I think, because at like a young age, you like really your brain develops on these like certain levels.
Yeah, you're like motor skills and muscle memory.
Do you know what's super funny is when I started racing and I won my very first go-kart race, I won the championship my first year, they're like, how are you so good at driving? And I remember I would say like, Mario Kart. Like when, so I think just developing from a young age, just like that hand-eye coordination, and it was just super funny. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Like starting out from a young age definitely helps, but it doesn't mean you can't make it when you start in order.
100%.
What made you choose your style of car to the Honda Civic?
Well, for me, like since I haven't raced a full season in about 4 years, I was discussing my plan with Skip Barber, and they said that touring cars was probably my best option because it's such great racing. It's such wheel-to-wheel racing, great competition, and they thought it'd be a great development car for me to drive this year instead of just hopping into something like Formula 4, Formula 3 out here. Like they thought it'd be a good developmental series. And it's my first time ever racing a front-wheel drive car.
That's what I was going to say, compared to your Beamer, which is
crazy rear-wheel drive.
Rear-wheel drive.
I'm unfortunately selling my E93 M3. Kind of sad.
Oh, what for?
I just bought an Audi R8.
Oh, okay.
What? That was my first big girl purchase, yeah. I was going to drive it down here, but then I was like, I have an X3, like my daily, my mom car.
Dang, R8, what are you going to do to that?
Right now I already have an ECU tune on it, so it's kind of like, it's the V10, but we tuned it to be like the V10 Plus.
Yep.
And I'm debating putting a supercharger on it.
Twin turbo.
You think twin turbo it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it is a spider, so I had to have the convertible. The drop top? I had to have the drop top guy. Drop top down by the beach, you know, Newport.
Damn, that's exciting. First supercar?
Yeah, it's my first supercar, and I don't know. I might wrap it. Right now it's white, but I might wrap it a fun color in the next few months. What would you wrap it?
I'm getting both of my cars wrapped right now.
What color? Can you say?
One's going to... Nah, because it will ruin the surprise.
Yeah, but it'll ruin the surprise.
I think wrapping the R8, I think like...
What if I did
Nardo Gray never misses on an R8.
Yeah, but think of me driving. I want to make it kind of fun, a little bit girly, but nothing too crazy. Like I don't want it like
go full Barbie wrap and then get Mattel on this on this beat.
On this beat. Hey, my manager, Chris.
I got two signature Hot Wheels. It's possible.
It's possible, yeah.
Wrap it Barbie.
Wrap it Barbie. Nah,
I don't know.
I don't know. I thought maybe do like, do you know what Paris Hilton has on her i8? How it's like kind of chrome and metallic. It's kind of like...
Like Jeffree Star vibes?
A little bit. Yeah. But I thought just for like a month or two, make it fun.
Okay. Make some clickbait out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's cute.
That works.
Yeah.
What about racing your whole life? I imagine you've crashed, right?
Yeah.
Like pretty bad?
Knock on wood, nothing too crazy yet. In karting has probably been my worst wrecks where, you know, because there's no seatbelts. You're so exposed. Mm-hmm. So I've had karts just in supernats. I race in supernats in shifter karts, which is one of the most intense races in the world, actually. Like Michael Schumacher back, I believe, I forget what year it was, like around 2008 to 2010, I forget. He raced in supernats and karting because karting, people don't realize, is like the best way to train for racing. So I think for me, like supernats, we went 40 cars going into a right-hand corner and carts are flipping over each other and it's so much carnage.
And you're how old?
And I was like 13 at this point. Yeah. And
mayhem.
Yeah, mayhem. And I'm just like going at it against all these full-grown men. And I've had carts just come up over me, like over my legs. And that's probably been the most painful, like crashing into walls, like getting punted into walls in karting. But fortunately, in cars, nothing too crazy yet. But it's not if, it's
when.
Yeah, it's not if, it's when. You know, you just have to be prepared. And, you know, if you watched the F1 race yesterday, Max going in to the wall at 51G crash, that was pretty crazy.
51G?
Yes.
What does that mean?
51, you know how like when you... How fighter pilots pull like 7 Gs and stuff.
He was going 51.
He was going about 200 miles an hour and crashing the wall.
And he died?
No, he didn't die. Tanner!
I don't know. That sounds like you died to me.
No, he walked out of it. He had to go to the hospital, but it was a pretty controversial crash because Lewis kind of hit him. It was definitely a controversial incident.
Oh, shit. So you'd be keeping up on racing,
I'd be keeping up.
Too.
I'll wake up at 6 a.m., watch every F1 race.
You'd be saying these names like you think you look at me like I'm going to know.
Oh, you love cars.
No, I know Lewis Hamilton, of course.
Of course.
But, like, you'd be like, oh, and fucking so-and-so raced his brother or something.
Well, plus our style of racing is definitely just like the drift,
the
skate park
scene. It's like there's the car
like grimy
scene, and then there's the
grimy
scene. Yeah, yeah, it's funny. Yeah, it's interesting. So
I got an F1 tattoo, though. Yeah, I got it in Monaco.
Oh my gosh. You watched the Grand Prix there?
Yeah, I got it my first one.
Wow.
Have you done that?
No, I've always wanted to go to the Monaco Grand Prix. I mean, I've been to only the US Grand Prix. I've never been to Europe.
Oh shit, true.
Really? Yes,
speaking of this, before we started the podcast, you're going to Europe.
Europe in 3 days, so I'm really excited my first time.
Are you going to be racing there or no?
No, I wish. It's just a little vacation because my next race isn't till August 27th. So
What race is it?
It's in touring cars, it's at Road America. So,
Was that Wisconsin? No.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I've driven there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, okay, so Europe, why are you going? Wait, where are you going in Europe?
I'm going to Paris, Saint-Tropez, Cannes, and I think maybe somewhere in Italy. We were going to go to Mykonos, but I just saw they closed it down. Yeah. Like, they're putting curfews and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's, for me, it's kind of like a fun, it's a last hurrah, because next year I'm going to be on such a longer, I'm going to have like a race every weekend or every other weekend, so this is kind of like my last chance to try
Europe. Do you have to get vaccinated to go to Europe right now? I don't know.
Yeah, you do. So if you have your vaccine card or like a 3-day PCR, 72-hour, you know, PCR.
So you already did that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm prepared. I'm ready to go.
Can you go to Europe without a vaccine?
You wouldn't
know because you're vaccinated.
Well, yeah. If you have a 3-day PCR test, like 72-hour, you can go still. Okay. So I don't know if you are, but if you want to go to Europe, PCR.
Good to know.
Yeah,
good to know if you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, back to racing. Being like a girl racer, do you feel like guys are more competitive to you? Like they want to make sure they don't lose to a girl.
I think, you know, starting in go-karting, that definitely was the biggest case because they're little kids and they're like, I don't want to be beat by a girl. But as I've gotten older, I've found that guys are more mature. Usually there's definitely a few of those crazy drivers sometimes that
try to cut you off on purpose
or something. But usually they've grown up and matured. And to me, I think it's pretty equal because I give it right back. Like I'm super nice and bubbly off the track. But once I put my helmet on, I'm like a completely different person. Like, I'm not a bitch or anything. I'm just, like, super focused, serious, like, not this bubbly. Mm-hmm.
You turn the competitiveness on.
Yeah, I just turn a switch on. I don't know. It's just something in me. I just zone in. And
what's, like, some shit, like, someone has said to you at the racetrack, like, that stuck with you? That was, like, some fucked up, like, you're like, damn, I can't even fucking say that.
I think, you know what I mean? What you said was the most fucked up.
What? No,
people are really nice. People are usually nice to me, like, off the track. The only time I've gotten in some like genuine fights, it was in go-karting when I was a young kid and I was fired up. If a guy punched me off the track, I was like, hey, what the heck are you doing? You know, like, you can't just do that. And then they've yelled at me. They're like, that was your fault. Like, we've gotten in a little like, you know, tiffs growing up. But since this is my first full year back racing in 4 years, like, people have been super supportive and super nice and they want to see me do well. So yeah. I haven't really gotten too much hate or negativity, but I've heard some things obviously said about me, which is sad. It's like some guys talking shit and they're like, oh, like, this Insta girl is going to race this year. And then they're actually surprised. Everyone who's seen me drive, seen me race, they're like, damn, she's actually good. You know what I mean? So I think
that's got to be nice.
Let the driving do the talking. Once you let the driving do the talking, they shut up. Like,
that makes
sense.
There's
nothing they can say. Like, if you win.
And you know you're good. So you just,
yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
is your goal ever to like race Pikes Peak or something like that, being from Colorado?
I mean, yeah, that would definitely be cool to race Pikes Peak. There's Vandermeer as well, but I've never done drag racing. Pikes Peak would be cool. But I think my biggest goal
is Indy,
but now potentially NASCAR. Like, I've just dipped my toes in NASCAR and I really do like it, but Indy was always, and still is like,
what's the appeal for IndyCar? Like, something I wouldn't know.
IndyCar.
Is it just like the peak of peak racing?
I think IndyCar is, if you like, they're so different. Open wheel cars and, you know, stock cars are just such different experiences, mm-hmm. and different driving. And I think obviously open wheel cars are so much more responsive and it's quick racing and, you know, there's road course racing. There's so much downforce in those cars that you can really send it into the corners and go at such high speeds. That's really fun. And I think the appeal to Indy is just the competition's so great. And honestly, the thing about NASCAR and Formula One, which is, I think they need to work on and they are trying to work on it, is the budget difference. Like, if you have like a high, if you have a big budget, say you're one of the best teams in Formula One or in NASCAR, there's no way if you're in Williams or if you're in a lower team that you're going to be able to beat the guys in the front. You could be the fastest driver. You could put Lewis Hamilton in a Williams car and he's not going to win. It's just the budget
horsepower and stuff like that.
Engine? Just the budget, like, to engineer the car to make it fast and to have all the budget for it, basically. So the cool thing about IndyCar is I think it's more of a similar playing field. And so the winners are usually different every single time, whereas, you know, Lewis or Max will most likely win at Formula One I like that about IndyCar is it's more of an even playing field and you don't really know who's going to win. So I think that's a big appeal, but NASCAR is getting more like that, so it's good to see.
Getting back into driving, what has been like the hardest learning curve?
Honestly, driving these touring cars has been really difficult for me because I've driven GT cars. Like I raced in the Saleen S1 series in 2019.
Is that where you got third?
Yeah, or yeah. second.
That's
second. So you got second?
Yeah. And my
Lindsay got the note wrong. Damn.
I'm like, hey.
Second place.
Yeah, so I got that. I've raced GT cars. I've driven, like, raced formula cars. I've never driven a front-wheel drive car before. So the way you handle it is so different. Like, if you get oversteer in the car, in a front-wheel drive car, you just press the throttle and it kind of pulls you out of the situation, which is completely different than what you're taught to do in any other car.
And probably really scary too.
Yeah.
Huh?
So they're like, just, you know, get on the throttle if you start to oversteer and you're just, it's so different than what you're used to. And the thing about front wheel drive cars is it's really hard. You get a lot of understeer going into the corners. So the car doesn't want to respond and turn in. And so I think that's been the biggest learning curve for me, is trying to figure out the best way to drive this car and to win. And so that's been a challenge, but I think I'm doing well, and I'm excited for my next race. I think Road America will be good.
Have you ever had any gnarly, like, going off tracks, understeering so crazy?
Oh, yeah. I was just at VIR a couple of weeks ago, and I lost complete control of my front end, and I got ABS really bad, and I went off. And everyone goes off in practice. Yeah. I never had really gone off in practice before. I was like very embarrassed, and they're like, dude, everyone's done that, like, don't mm-hmm. be so hard on yourself. But I went off and hit the wall.
Oh,
which
fuck.
It was gnarly, because the thing about VIR is it had just rained, and if you put two wheels off in the rain on the grass, you're just going for a ride.
Oh yeah, it's, you're like, just sliding.
So I didn't even go off that much, but like, it just sent me, and I was like, what the hell. So that was definitely a
but does that feel like
moment.
A wake-up call?
Yeah, like, it was a wake-up call. I was like, damn, Lindsay, like, you really, you know, that, like I said, that's my biggest learning curve. It's so different from the other cars I've driven, and it's been such a challenge, but it's been a lot of fun to learn. I think it's helped develop my racing, you know, I've become a better driver because of it, but it was definitely a wake-up call. I was like sliding. I hit the wall at like 40 miles an hour, which is not that bad in those cars.
I like
cars.
How you forgot to mention that.
I know.
I asked about crashing.
Oh yeah, duh, I forgot.
You just crashed your car like a couple weeks ago.
I know. I hit the wall and I was like, is this going to hurt? I don't really know. Like, we'll see. And it was fine. Those cars are really good. And
yeah, you're all okay.
It shook me up. I was like, and the fact it was in practice, I was like, what an idiot. Like, I was so hard on myself, and everyone was laughing. They're like, we've all done it. It definitely is embarrassing, but like, you just got to learn, and it's all a learning curve. But
So from driving the GT3, right? Was that what it was?
The Saleen car?
Saleen car?
Yeah.
That's
or F4.
GT.
Is that a Porsche or no?
No, it's its own car. So Saleen used to...
It's like almost Mustang, isn't it?
They did. It's kind of like Roush, where they had their own version of build of a Mustang. But they came out with their own supercar, the S1, and they had a series called the Saleen Cup. And I was able to race in the race in Vegas, which was really cool. And so I think the thing about that is, like, I just drove a Lamborghini Super Trofeo testing in that, and... The thing about those cars, like the Saleen S1 and the Super Trofeo, is it's rear-wheel drive. There's some downforce. There's good horsepower. And you're able, if you make
you're gripped up.
Yeah, you're gripped up. Like, you can, it's, that's what I feel like I was used to. And so the touring cars, it's more flowy. You have to really roll the speed. And if you make a mistake in a Super Trofeo or in the S1 car, you have the horsepower to kind of get out of it.
Yeah.
But with the touring cars, it's kind of like a Rotax go-kart where you have to roll the speed through the corner, and you got to really... It's bad if you make a mistake. You have to really be on it. So,
how often are you practicing and driving?
How often are you going to a track?
Everyone, it's not like basketball or soccer where you're able to just go in the backyard and practice. Mm-hmm. It does cost a lot of money for a test weekend, a 2-day test weekend in my touring car. It's like $18,000.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, you got to like get money for it, so you're not able to
in the Honda.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's expensive. It's a lot of money. So racing's not a cheap sport, and you're not able to just practice every day. So I practice every few weeks, and you know, I'm able to test and do that. But
so you and your sponsors gather money.
Yeah.
And then you pay for a weekend and you get out there and that's
your
practice.
And that's your practice. You practice like 1 or 2 days every few weeks. But that's how it is for everyone. I mean, obviously there's some people with really big sponsors and who've been in racing families and are able to get those good deals who can practice more, but in general, I think it's pretty even. Like, you're not as able to practice as much. Like, it's not like go-karting too, where you have your own equipment, you can just get in your local track and drive.
Yeah.
I'm not able to practice that much. And yeah, NASCAR is cheaper to track. Like, it's like a couple hundred. It could be like, to go on the pro late model, it's like a couple hundred you can go on the track. It's definitely cheaper out in those like North Carolina tracks, which is cool. You're able to get more practice than like
Formula. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So I thought for sure NASCAR sounds like such a scary car.
Like, you're pretty young then. Like, are you spending all your money on racing?
So are
you
I don't spend my own money on. I mean,
at all.
No,
it's all sponsors.
No, it's all Clubhouse Media Group.
That's fucking awesome.
So it's sick. Like, I mean, it's amazing. People are like, oh, she's a pay driver, she's this, that. And I'm like, no,
You worked hard for the following.
Yeah, I worked hard for my following. And, you know, even if people knew me as the Insta girl, like, I'm able to utilize that over to my racing.
Your dad told you got to get a job.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for racing no more.
Yeah, he's like,
so you got a job that pays for your racing.
Yeah. Hey, there
that's
you go.
Fucking awesome.
I know. I told my family, they've always been super supportive, which I appreciate. But, like, it is expensive, and I didn't expect my parents to pay for it forever. So I've told them, though, I was like, I'm going to make it happen. Like, I'm going to go to college, but I'm going to race. Like, my dream is, like, I'm going to race IndyCar, NASCAR. So you saw it here.
For my knowledge, you'll go to the track day and, like, what, do, like, a Raid Shadow Legends brand deal? Or, like, you know what I mean? Or is it just, Clubhouse hooking you up? Like, are you doing, like, a random brand deal that pays for the track day? Or is it just
Clubhouse,
your sponsors
Clubhouse,
are like, here's for racing?
I'm very fortunate enough that Clubhouse Media Group has been backing me this year. And they believe in me. They've seen me drive and they've seen, like, the potential and the talent. So they're investing in me. And, you know, it helps them, too, because, obviously, they get to have their car on or their... The livery, like their logo was on the car, and they just made their debut in the Cup Series yesterday. So that was super cool. And so it's just like a mutually beneficial relationship. But I also think that I've been fortunate enough that they've seen my potential and they're willing to, you know, take me.
You could have very easily just like continued with the Insta model stuff live life on easy mode.
Go on OnlyFans.
But it's cool that you kind of came full circle back and made your job of like the model Insta stuff.
Yeah.
Turn back into like you doing what you did as
a child.
Exactly. That's respectable.
Yeah, like in high school, I was always Lindsay Brewer, the race car driver, you know, to my peers in high school and stuff. And then in college, I was kind of known as this Lindsay Brewer, the Insta-famous girl. Like in my sorority, everyone knew me as like the Insta-famous girl or the frats and stuff. And then once I started posting about racing again, they're like, what? Like what, she races? Like it was just so confusing to everyone. And I'm like, no, guys, I've done this forever. Like it just sucks. But I think I'm integrating more racing content, and obviously it's super expensive, so I can't always be in a car posting about it, but you know,
who got you back into it? Like, so after
Skip Barber Racing,
okay, yes. And they just reached out to you one day and were like, hey, you got to get in the racetrack, and like, I haven't done this in a while.
Well, yeah, I mean 2 years ago, I say I haven't raced in 4 years. I did the Celine S1 thing in 2019. Besides that, I hadn't raced, but Clubhouse Media Group and Skip Barber, I was with Clubhouse, I actually joined them, and I hadn't been racing, and Skip Barber reached out to me and we set up the deal with Clubhouse to go out and test some of their cars. And they were just seeing how I could drive. They didn't really know because I hadn't been in the car in a while. And they're like, damn, she's actually really good. So they kept putting me in more cars and different programs. And that's kind of how it started.
Question from a high school dropout. What is being in a sorority like?
Oh, hell, it's fun. I would never take back my experience in the way I've done it all. It's so much fun. One of my best friends, well, she is my best friend, Marley Bucola. I post like so many photos with her. I would never have met her without it. It's so much fun.
What do y'all do? Because like I have an idea of like frats.
It's not what you think about where everyone's just like, you know, doing pillow fights and like their underwear. No, it's a lot of fun. Like you meet some super cool girls that have a lot of similar interests, and I'm very social, so it's cool to meet other people who are very social that you wouldn't have met on such a big campus. So we just, you know, we like to go to the beach. We like to
parties.
Yeah, I do like to go to one or two parties for sure.
Every year?
Once a year. That's it.
At least a party every year.
Yeah. And I don't know. I still have so many friends from my sorority that I love. And it's cool because I stayed in California. I'm from Colorado. I moved out here when I was 18 for college. And I feel like a lot of my friends, we've all stayed in California. So it's been nice to like.
Do y'all haze each other?
No. So the funny thing is like, I never got hazed freshman year, and I wanted to get hazed. I was like, dude, I'm in a sorority. Like, I want to get hazed. Like, this is going to be sick. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just never got hazed. And you can't really do that now in 2021. I know the frats still do it a little bit, but the sororities don't do it.
Damn.
I was pissed. I was like, damn, I want to get hazed. Like, this would be fun.
And that's because they just don't want anyone to get in trouble.
They don't want controversial, you know, like,
because
the girls do complain more, obviously, than the guys. And then the sorority would get shut down and at the school. And
how did you get introduced into Clubhouse? Like how? Like just from TikTok? Just doing TikTok? Well, and Daisy reaches out to you?
Daisy calls me. So Daisy actually left the Clubhouse.
Daisy Keach?
Yeah. So she was one of the initial members of the Clubhouse with like Kinsey and Mariana and Charlie Jordan and them. And then there was, she left the Clubhouse and there was an open spot. So they DM'd me and reached out to me and they were like, hey, like, we'd love to, like, have you come by and check it out. Like, we're looking for more influencers. So that's where I met my manager, Chris. At my first meeting, he was there, and he had done some amateur racing, like, SCCA stuff. So he loves cars, and
Perfect.
He heard my story, and he's, like, he managed Daisy Keach as well. So he was, like, damn, like, I really think this is a good opportunity. And that's kind of how I joined and got my room there. And they thought like my niche of racing was really cool.
I need some drama. I need some LA clubhouse drama. What's Austin Mahone doing up there, bro?
Oh my God. So he was.
You hang out with him?
No. He definitely
Who?
Hit on me once Austin or Mahone. Twice. He definitely hit on me once or twice, but I was like, I didn't even chill with bro.
No.
I have a boyfriend though, so okay. I was like, you know, I can't really, you know, do that. But he's cool. He's really nice. He moved back to Miami because that's where he like lived, and so he's no longer with the clubhouse. But
so what's the latest shit up there then?
The latest shit
up in LA.
Damn, I feel like
I'd be staying away from
that. This is so interesting to me that I have this like little tea with Haley because I'm never involved in drama. Like I really am never involved in drama. Everyone's like, Lindsay, you're just so nice. Like, why don't you ever, like, we need more drama, like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like,
Well, here we are. You just said that you're the best driver, female driver in the world. So. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't say that.
No, I didn't.
You guys heard
You are such a troublemaker. And it's funny, though. I love it. No, it's all love with her. Like, it's all good. But there's no, the LAT,
I feel like Clubhouse is low-key the center of that shit up there. At least when I be hearing about it.
It is. I mean, a few of the girls from the old clubhouse, I didn't think liked me that much, but I mean, that's
a few girls that didn't like you.
Should I say it? No, I don't want to say it. No.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's just some girls I think like, I don't know, like people who left the house and then I joined. They're like, like.
What's one thing you learned in LA from finally like living the lifestyle for yourself?
So for me, I like to kind of escape myself from LA. That's why I have my own place in Newport. I love the clubhouse because everyone who lives there now is super nice, and they're obviously very supportive there and have camera, you know, photographers, everything to help you out. But I did learn that like there are fake people up there, there are good people up there, and you gotta just have to balance it out. And
you're being really nice right now.
I'm a nice person.
There's 95% bad people.
No, there are a lot of people who are clout chasing up there and who are really trying, you know, like, but for the most part, there are some good people up there too, you know, just trying to make it. And so, but I do need to escape myself and go down to Newport. I do need to go. Newport is just super chill. Like, I love the beach. I'm from a suburb town in Colorado. So
yeah, different vibe.
LA is just too much for me sometimes. And I need to like escape. I'm sorry I'm not giving you this drama. It's okay.
I get it. You're not trying to start nothing.
I'm not trying to start anything. Like,
man. But, all right. Who's the most famous person that's ever slid in your DMs?
Neymar Jr.
Deadass? Deadass,
yeah.
The soccer player.
He had like 200 million at the time, so I feel like that was probably...
What do you say? What was his slide game?
I can pull it up. Where's my phone?
Where's her phone?
It literally could just be high.
No, I think, see it, 200 I think, it, I think mil? It was... Yeah, it was something
Neymar,
super...
Neymar, bro.
It was something super simple like, hey, what's up? And then I remember I didn't have a boyfriend at the time, and I was like, hey, like, I'll just reply, and... Then he was like, come to Brazil, which is like such a classic thing to DM a girl, like come to like Dubai or come to Brazil, princess. And I obviously did not go to Brazil, but
he would have fucking sent a spacecraft for you.
I know, but I wonder how many other hundreds of girl Insta models he had DM'd.
That's probably what he does. He just copy paste.
So there are some interesting people who have DM'd me, but I think like my boyfriend is probably like great, but he's super cool. Is he
into racing as well?
He is not. He's a hockey agent. So he's a sports agent for hockey. And so he knows like sports and he's into it, but he's never really been into cars or into racing. And people in racing who hear that, they're like, what the fuck? Break up with him. And I'm like, dude, no. Like,
it's kind of better that way.
Yeah, I like it because it's like a good separation. And he still supports me like with whatever I do. And we're very independent people. So I'll be traveling half the month. And or even more sometimes, and you know, we're independent and we're able to be happy on our own, but we make each other more happy. You know, that's the thing. You don't need someone to complete you. You need to be able to be happy on your own. And like,
yeah, that's what I kind of learned this time around.
Are you single?
I have a girlfriend. Yeah. And doing something else than your spouse is like helps
it's
a
nice,
lot. You would think if you're a gym guy, you should date a gym girl.
No, because you don't get any separation. Yeah. Like you need that like separation. It's nice because as an influencer, you're never not working realistically. You're always either like, people think it's like just so easy, but you're always having to be on and like super bubbly and, you know, posting and doing all this stuff. You're never like, it's not like you're on a, you know this more than anyone. You have to like make YouTube videos all the time, do all this and be on when you just want to like chill and be yourself. And so I think it's harder work than people realize. And so it's nice to have someone not in the scene, or and he's like, obviously he's no clout, no Insta. I met him in college. So it's super nice to like escape to that and just be with someone.
Yeah, and meet him in person as well.
And yeah, exactly. You guys should meet him. He's super nice.
Should I have him on the podcast?
I know. I know, really. But
So you're really not going to give us no drama?
I just
like, come on, you act like
Chris,
you're
drama,
in LA.
What drama?
There's some
I
shit
in?
You're around.
Dude,
I know you're hiding it.
This is the most drama I've been in.
He
in,
knows.
Like, in like years. No,
he
like,
knows.
Like,
I'm talking about some like tea in LA at the club because like you guys got all those famous TikTokers in that little bubble. And I want some.
Well, the thing is, I'm not like in with those. Like, I'm not in with like the Charlie D'Amelio. Like, I'm not that cool.
Just
I'm not,
the LA
I'm not
shit.
That famous.
I guess like, you're in a relationship, so you gotta. You
see,
also.
That's the thing. I'm like in a relationship. I don't even go out in LA that much. Like, I'm down in Newport. I go up to LA for work. And
that's
for
true.
Work.
Yeah. Damn.
I don't go out to the clubs a lot. Like, I'm very because I have to be trained for racing.
We ain't
going
to get it out of her, man.
Chris, what's like a drama? What is something?
Maverick loves the tea.
I don't know any drama. Like,
Maverick's thirsty.
Say something. What is it? We can cut this out. What?
He knows everything he just said. He's like, I know everything. I'm going to think of some clubhouse drama.
Oh, wait. Yeah, Chris could give you all the tea. He started the
hey,
clubhouse.
Hey, so let me know. Like, tell me about clubhouse versus hype house lawsuit. Where's that settled right now?
Is there a lawsuit between? Oh, the Daisy Key. Yeah, where is that?
Is that too much?
That is crazy.
Where is that? I don't even know. It got settled. It's settled? Who won? Daisy won?
I can't even talk about it. I'm very confident.
I don't even know, but I'm very confident that Daisy won. But I don't know. This is alleged.
Do you like Daisy?
I feel like she's nice. I like her. She's super sweet. Like I just don't know her that well because she moved out right when I moved in.
Is she not in the clubhouse anymore?
No, she lives. I think she lives in Nashville now.
Why do you think?
She's a country girl.
She lives in Nashville?
She just moved to Nashville and she bought a house there, I think, with her boyfriend. Yeah. And but she's always been nice to me. I just like don't know her, you know.
Why do you think everyone's always in and out of club in not in content houses? Why do you think everyone's always in and out of content houses
so
much?
Oh, well, you can't really. The thing is, like, since I split my time, like I have my room there, I feel like I'm more on the business side of Clubhouse more than just like the average creator. So like I'm able to kind of like be back and forth. But I think you can't live in a content house really for more than a few months.
Why?
Because like it's just
you just go crazy.
You need your own space. I mean, but Clubhouse is such a nice house. Like I think. Like that's it's so clean, it's so different. Like a lot of people stay there, but I think a lot of people in any content house, like you can only be there so long without just like needing your own space.
And you
like,
learn your lessons
you, like,
from
like,
it.
Yeah, like on. I think it's just for any content house. Like are that's just how it is.
Most content houses run like how Clubhouse is.
I think so. Yeah,
like they have like I've
only
like,
been. I actually don't know, but I think it is. Like you have your own rooms. Like you have for Clubhouse, you know, you have certain deliverables. You have to do like. For TikTok, for Instagram, post stories, like there's deliverables for every person. And I think that's like any house. You have to do certain brand deals for the house that like I don't get paid for necessarily, but you do it for the house. Like it's deliverables. And that's kind of like what every content house does as well.
I want to know about unless you're about to say something. I was going to say, I want to know about the worst, like, because every Insta model has bad stalkers, right?
Oh my God.
Like, have you had some weird shit? Is there a story that like a real good stalker?
I've just had some very crazy DMs. Fortunately, I try to keep things very low key. Like I post stories after I've left and I like keep myself very private. But I know Daisy Keach like had a stalker show up to the clubhouse before I lived there. So she, that happened before I lived there. They have like cameras and stuff and gates. It's very secure now. But I think the craziest thing, I got like a scary DM that was like, I'm going to find you, like kill you, like do some bad thing. Like it was like, I can't even say it. It's like
so
gross.
It's fucked up.
It's very, so I get some really scary DMs sometimes that I'm like, we almost like gone to the cops for it. I'm sure you've had some psycho show up at your house.
Yeah.
Have definitely. You? Just like stuff like that. Like I'm very private, like where I live. And I mean, people know about Clubhouse, but fortunately enough, I stay private enough where nothing crazy's happened. I'm sure you've had crazier experiences.
No, I feel like it's different.
What about like showing up to like a track? Has there ever been like a crazy like?
There's been some really weird people that have said like they're like, I showed up here just for you and I need you to like I want you to kiss me right now. I've had someone say that and I'm like, what? Like
you're like,
bro, I'm not. So like people, I think sometimes look at influencers as just like an object sometimes. Like they don't realize we're real people that like you can't just go up to, like I've had people come up to me and just like wrap their arm around me or like come up and hug me. I'm like, dude, like ask first, like I'll give you like I'll whatever, hug you, whatever, just don't like come up and wrap your arm around me and just
like we're best friends,
like we're we're just an object, like I'm a person. You wouldn't just do that to someone normal. So
like
there's
scares something, you almost. Yeah, you know, like, what was that
being like a girl, like obviously it's a little scary too, like you have to, you don't know, there's some psychos out there.
Yeah,
I don't know. What's the scariest thing you've had happen?
With
like a stalker. Can you say? Like some...
I feel like it's more for guys, it's different. I feel like people more fuck with you.
Have you had like some asshole guy like fuck with you?
Yeah, we've talked about it before. I've had a couple of those for sure. Like I've broken it like probably two iPhones.
What? Have you? Like, I heard at the skate park, Jay talks, my cousin Jay, like skate or just scootering and people like bully scooters.
Oh yeah. You know, yeah. Like so skate, shit like that.
Yeah. Like bullies at the skate park.
I was at a car show once and we've talked about it before. I had a guy come up to me and basically he called me a slur that I
a
won't
slur.
Repeat.
The F word slur. Okay. F-A.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Some sticks.
Yeah. Some sticks.
Bundle of sticks, if you will. And he's like, look at this, whatever. Yeah. And I smacked his phone. He's like, look at this. Yeah. Smacked his phone out of his hand. And the kid literally just like looked at me and like picked his phone up and like ran away.
Good. People all talk. It's so annoying. Like,
but yeah, that's like, that was 2017. So. Yeah.
But there's also times where like you don't want to like give him attention. I remember someone threw a firework at his foot.
Never want to give attention. No. Yeah. Where was that? At a dirt bike.
Yeah. And you never want to give him the attention like that was like dumb. Yeah. So you just kind of just play it off.
I was at a pit bike race and homie threw out like a big firework under my feet.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. And I'm like standing there and it goes off and I'm like, oh shit.
But you
look
don't want to
make a big deal. And he's like Snapchatting me.
Yeah, you can't make a big deal because you don't want like, you don't want to give them that reaction.
Yeah, so it's just like.
You're like, no free clout.
Yeah, just like smile at him real quick. But yeah, no, just like little random shit like that. It's all fun and games.
Yeah, just like random stuff like that. Like obviously, like the kissing thing was weird. Like I've had just like some random people. But for the most part, like obviously I think you would agree, like we're so thankful for fans or people who support us or else we wouldn't be to the position we're in.
Yeah.
So like I'm so grateful for everyone who supported me and. For the most part, everyone's
I wouldn't even say those people are supporters. You know,
yeah,
like the weird ones.
They're not supporters. They're just trying to mess with you. Yeah,
exactly. Trying to get a reaction out of you.
Exactly.
So what are your thoughts on OnlyFans?
Oh, man. So I think right now it's very, it's getting better. It's getting to a place where it's not just sexual content because I never would join OnlyFans because it's just something.
Ooh, she does porn.
Like, yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's the
like,
vibe you get.
It's hard to be taken seriously enough in racing. So that's just something I have never like wanted to do. But I do see it like making a shift now where I see more people doing other talents. There like there's like chefs, musicians, people on it. Like so I think that's cool. Like I definitely don't think it's bad. I think it's a great way to like empower yourself and make money from it. Like fuck it. Like some of my best friends have OnlyFans and they don't post they post bikini pictures on there.
Yeah.
Like they literally just post bikini and that's what I would only do. Like I'd just post I've been trying to like tone down my Instagram. I'm not posting as much swimwear. Like obviously being
save it.
So like I do have an exclusive content site that's I just didn't want the name OnlyFans attached to it because like I don't post anything bad at all. So I didn't want people to say like, oh damn, she's probably posting like nudes or anything bad. Like I would never do that.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of stuck away from that. But I do see a shift in it, and I do think it's like it is a great way for creators to monetize because right now Facebook and Instagram are totally trying to like. Take power away from influencers and
you think you know, so?
Oh my god, yeah! Like the algorithms changed so much on Instagram. Like,
I've noticed in the last week,
gotten so bad. Like I used to get so many more views on my stories or like views on my posts, and Instagram's trying to demonetize.
Do you think that's because you're making the switch from cars to or swimsuits to cars?
No, all my friends have seen it. Like all my influencer friends.
This week we did.
I didn't know if it was just.
Well, I do think like obviously when people like seeing me in a swimsuit or stuff like that, like when I post in a full suit, like fully clothed, like it's not usually going to get as many likes as like a bikini pic will because like guys but I think it's been a great shift for me because I have 90 something percent male followers guys what do they like girls and cars you know so for me it's been like a nice shift people aren't too upset that I'm posting cars and I think it definitely you know can affect your engagement a little bit but they're not my true fans if they're only gonna like my swimwear pics you know I don't want those followers anyway
of course.
I want people to support me like no matter what.
So, yeah.
Are you going to join OnlyFans?
When is the OnlyFans going to come out?
Are you going to join the OnlyFans?
I don't know if I would join OnlyFans. I get asked.
Are you really? I get asked all the time. I'm like,
but like
right now there's no
if you're
OnlyFans
a guy doing
on the
OnlyFans,
schedule.
That's just you got to be crazy.
I know.
You got to be crazy. I got no business
doing
OnlyFans.
You got to be wild.
I have the No Fox Club.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I have an OnlyFans. It's just not an OnlyFans.
Is it like a subscription based? Yeah. Same. I have my own subscription based website, but it's not an OnlyFans.
Oh, then you're already doing it.
Yeah, so I'm already doing it. Subscribe.
Yeah, what is it?
It's LindsayMarieBrewer.com.
What can we find on there? Exclusive.
It's like, it's behind the scenes stuff of my racing.
Sell that shit.
It's behind the scenes stuff from photo shoots. You know, like,
the good shit.
You might catch a bikini pic here
the
and
good
there.
Shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So like I said, like you can be sexy, you can be feminine, but still be a badass race car driver.
Yeah. I'm curious now then. So I've learned that your racing is pretty much paid for. Where are you putting your money? Where are you investing your money?
I invest it into stocks. I'm going to be buying a house pretty soon. So in real estate, you always should buy, like invest your money into something that can make you more money.
Of course.
Yeah, I might, except, you know, my R8. That's obviously a depreciating asset.
But that's also like
that's
for
like
your
me,
content.
Yeah, exactly. It's like an investment into your content. So that's good there. But that was definitely a fun purchase for me. It was my first supercar, so I had to do it.
Yeah.
But I think investing my money in like stocks and real estate is definitely the best way to do it. And that's kind of what you've done, right?
100%. Yeah, totally. Exactly. Totally. I love asking people about that because some people don't do it at all.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah.
That's why I thought, wait, are you spending your own money? $18,000 every weekend? Holy shit.
No. Some people do. Some people like... There's gentleman racing series, you know, a lot of sports car racing is gentleman driving and they pay for their own racing. And, you know, if that's their hobby and passion, that's amazing.
That's kind of what Adam LZ does. Yeah.
Yeah. Adam does that.
He pays all his own way,
which is insane because of how expensive Formula Drift is.
I know. Is that who Colette Davis is dating?
Yes. Yes.
I love her. She's so cool.
Oh, yeah. She's goated.
Yeah. You should have her on the podcast.
I know. I was just thinking that right now.
Yeah, you should. She's super sweet. And she's a badass. I have a lot of other female badasses. Like one of my best friends in racing, Toni Breidinger. You should have her on here. She's doing ARCA this year, which is a division of NASCAR, you know?
Damn.
So I potentially will be racing against her or in trucks.
You
next
guys
year.
Could really like, I don't know. You all should make a.
We should make a race or something fun to make.
Like a female car group.
Well, there's the W Series in Europe, which is only females, and it's Formula 3 cars.
But
I don't
want
to
do it.
Yeah, I want to do something fun and cool. And
if you do it, you're the creator of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you kind of that automatically in like social, I think it places you at like kind of the top of them. Like if you're the one handling it and throwing it. Because it's like the Ace Family basketball game. Like just because Austin was the one to go out of his way to collect all the YouTubers.
Yeah.
Austin kind of got the most attention from it. He's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's so I think you should do that. There's different viewpoints. I think some people like really like the W Series and like the all-female stuff.
Make your own. Fuck the W Series. I don't watch that shit. I don't know what it is. Do something different.
Yeah, I'll do something different and fun. I think doing this race for charity with Haley would be a great opportunity too because it would be like beneficial for both of us and show guys that, look, we're fast as hell and hey, an Insta girl can race.
Yeah, and get all the other girls you're just talking about.
Exactly. Get Colette out. Get Toni out. There's some really good girls, and they're also
make teams.
Sweet. Make teams.
Get sponsors.
Hell yeah.
Have one car brand sponsor, one
team,
one brand.
You guys heard it here.
Boom. That's like.
Here's Mastermind.
Let's go. It's going to happen. It's already somehow been an hour.
What?
It has.
Are you serious?
It's been 57 minutes.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Is there anything you want? Like, this is your first podcast. Yeah. So, like,
how did
maybe
I do?
There's some you did amazing because it's been an hour. You didn't realize. What's something that like people don't know about you that you want people to know about you or you know what I mean?
I think just don't judge a book by its cover. Like,
I think that is the lesson
I
of
think
today.
That's the lesson of today.
That is the lesson of today.
People, what they don't know about me is, you know, I can look a certain way, enjoy modeling, do all that. But behind this is a badass race car driver. I want to be the best out of everyone. I don't want to be known as like a female race car driver. I want to be like the best driver.
And you're going to continue to work at that.
And you'll see me in the next few years really working my way up the ranks. So it'll be cool to see. But I think, what I want people to know about me is just, like, don't judge a book by its cover.
Fair enough.
And if you guys want to, anyone in a male-dominated sport, if there's always going to be people bringing you down or saying you can only look a certain way or do this, like, don't listen to them. You can dress how you want. You can do what you want and still be in that industry and just honestly you can do whatever you put your mind to. I know that sounds so cheesy but it's so true. Like
that's why things are cheesy because they're
like
true.
Like my parents stopped funding it and I was able to do this on my own and anyone can do it, like it's for sure.
One more little cheesy thing I want you to say. you've had like gloomy days, you know?
Yeah,
you're in a bad mood. We got freaking, what's her name, watching
Rebecca.
We got Rebecca at home right now. She's 18. She's from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's a girl, and she's just on the brink of success, but she's just too sad and depressed. She can't get herself out of bed.
Oh man,
what has she got to do?
I think you really just have to collect yourself. If you want it bad enough, like there are super hard days, but you have to be consistent. I think you really just need to push through mentally and think about the end game and think about like what you want to accomplish. And I know some days I've had those days where it's hard to get up, it's hard to like put on a good face, like. You know, hearing negative stuff about you from other drivers you actually really like, it's tough. And I think like you just got to put on a good face and get up and just persevere because you can do it. Like Rebecca can do it. Anyone can do it. And I think, just keep going at it because you can't accomplish anything.
And that goes for anything in life.
Anything in life. You know, like what you've done, I admire so much. Like,
thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been really cool to see.
Yeah, and you as well. I wish you the best of success in the future of racing. We're going to see you in NASCAR,
then? Yeah, you're going to see.
Let's go.
See
that's going to be
fun. No, Indy 500.
Indy 500. Both.
Yeah.
Both and Monaco Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, well, you'll see me. Yeah, I'll be in Monaco watching next year for sure.
Definitely. So where can we follow you? What is your, like, all of your socials? Like, lay them all out for the people listening.
Okay, so Instagram, Lindsay Marie Brewer.
Same as the title.
Yeah, I have YouTube, Lindsay Brewer, if you search that. Like,
all the links in the description.
All the links in the description. Twitter, I have Snapchat. You can just look up. My Snapchat's like Lil Brew because you can't change the username.
Yeah. So back when you were like 11.
Yeah, it's Lil Brew. And on TikTok, it's Lindsay M. Brewer. So you'll watch out for a lot more racing content, a lot more YouTube videos. Maybe we'll have to do a fun YouTube video with cars.
Yeah,
soon.
We should. We totally should.
We could race my R8 against
any of them.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Great. All right, guys. It's been Tanner.
It's been Maverick.
Yeah. Thanks so much for it's been Lindsay.
Hey.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been
I'm glad you're on.
And we're out.
So thank you.
Peace.